Welcome back, my friends, to the Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen. We're reading the Gospels in chronological order. Today we're on day 5, part 2, John the Baptist points to Jesus. After this, Jesus and his disciples went to the Judean countryside where he spent time with them and baptized. John was also baptizing in Enon near Salim because there was plenty of water there. People were coming and being baptized since John had not yet been thrown into prison. Then a dispute arose between John's disciples and a Jew about purification. So they came to John and told him, "Rabbi, the one you testified about and who was with you across the Jordan is baptizing, and everyone is going to him." John responded, "No one can receive anything unless it has been given to him from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, 'I am not the Messiah, but I've been sent ahead of him.' He who has the bride is the groom, but the groom's friend, who stands by and listens for him, rejoices greatly at the groom's voice. So this joy of mine is complete. He must increase, but I must decrease. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who comes from earth is earthly and speaks in earthly terms. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, and yet no one accepts his testimony. The one who has accepted his testimony has affirmed that God is true. For the one whom God sent speaks God's words, since he gives the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hands. The one who believes in the Son has eternal life, but the one who rejects the Son will not see life. Instead, the wrath of God remains on him." Jesus travels from Judea through Samaria. But when John rebuked Herod, the tetrarch, because of Herodias, his brother's wife, and all the evil things he had done, Herod added this to everything else. He locked up John in prison. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit when he heard that John had been arrested. When Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard he was making and baptizing more disciples than John, though Jesus himself was not baptizing, but his disciples were, he left Judea and went again to Galilee. He had to travel through Samaria. It's interesting, isn't it? Even though John the Baptist is doing good things, right, and trying to baptize people, they still have disputes breaking out. The Pharisees are watching. People are confused. It was kind of a confusing time. But some of them were kind of saying, "Hey, John, you know, Jesus is over there and he's baptizing more people." And they maybe thought he would be upset about that or jealous. But what did John say? "I've already told you people, I am to prepare the way." He was just coming and getting people ready. He was speaking to people and preaching and baptizing, but he knew that Jesus was going to come and baptize people with the Holy Spirit. And so he wasn't jealous. And I learned so much from that. That my job is not to be the focus. My job is only to get people to pay attention to what I'm saying about Jesus. I don't want people to remember me when I'm dead and gone, but I want them to remember the one who I'm talking about. I want them to remember that guy that she kept talking about all the time. Who was he? Oh yeah, Jesus. I just want people to remember him. And that's what we're supposed to do. We each have a gift. Maybe you are really good at bringing meals to people. Maybe you're good talking to people. I enjoy speaking like this on a video. Other people are good at preaching or singing or many other ways to be spreading the gospel. So God has given you a talent and a pool of people that you are supposed to be reaching. And so I hope that you take that seriously, that you are also to be preparing people's hearts to be open to Jesus. And the Holy Spirit's going to give us the words to say. And the Holy Spirit, of course, works on people's hearts and actually opens their eyes. But we have a role to play. So I hope today that you take your job seriously, like John the Baptist did, and that you just go out there and really talk to people about Jesus and just love on them. And then it was sad, that part about John the Baptist being thrown in jail. That was sad. But he was doing what he thought was right. And he was telling Herod, "Hey, you should not be taking your brother's wife to be your wife." I mean, he took Herodias, and that wasn't right in God's eyes. So John was very bold. So I hope I can be bold too, to be telling people the truth. And let's just have a great day telling everyone we know about Jesus. So come back tomorrow, my friends. There's more to learn about Jesus and his ministry through the Gospels. You can get your own copy of A Blended Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen simply by going to thechosengifts.com. There you can find all kinds of wonderful merchandise to help build your faith this year. Be sure to check out their devotionals and their Bible studies. Have a blessed day.